It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've been digging through implementation data all weekend, and the pattern is striking. Simple tools are crushing complex systems in real deployments.
Tell me about it. I just wrapped up a 3-month implementation with a biotech startup. They spent $47,000 on an enterprise AI platform that promised to revolutionize their drug discovery process. 3 months later, their researchers are using ChatGPT Plus accounts at $20 each because the enterprise system required 4 weeks of training just to run basic queries.
That mirrors what I'm seeing in creative studios. We evaluated Adobe's Firefly at $50 per user per month versus just using Midjourney at $30. But here's the kicker. Midjourney took our junior designers 15 minutes to learn. Adobe's integration, 2 full days of workshops, and half the team still couldn't generate what they needed.
The support infrastructure gap is killing enterprise deployments. Last quarter, we allocated $180,000 for Microsoft's Azure AI suite. The licensing was only $60,000. The other $120,000? Consultants, because Microsoft's documentation assumes you have a PhD in machine learning. Meanwhile, our customer service team started using Claude on their personal accounts and reduced ticket resolution time by 40% in 2 weeks. That's exactly what the data shows. According to my analysis of 47 implementation case studies from the past 6 months, 73% of successful deployments started with consumer-grade tools. The enterprise platforms, only 31% met their initial success metrics. What's driving this gap?
Complexity theater. These enterprise vendors build features for RFPs, not for Tuesday morning when Sarah in accounting needs to categorize 500 invoices. I watched a Fortune 500 company spend 8 months customizing Salesforce Einstein. Their sales team? They'd already built a GPT-4 workflow using Zapier that worked better. Cost difference? $2.3 million versus $8,000.
The creative industry learned this lesson hard. Remember when everyone rushed to buy Runway's enterprise licenses at $1,500 per seat? I know 3 studios that spent over $50,000 on annual contracts. Today, they're using combinations of Comfy UI, which is free, plus $30 monthly API costs. Better results, infinitely more control, and their artists actually understand how it works.
But let's talk about what failure really looks like. We had a predictive maintenance project in our manufacturing division. Spent 4 months training a custom model, $95,000 in compute costs alone. It achieved 94% accuracy in testing. In production, it flagged every piece of equipment as needing maintenance because it couldn't handle the vibration patterns from our new assembly line. A $20 ChatGPT subscription could have told us that would happen if we'd just asked it to review our training data. The phased adoption with metrics breakthrough you mentioned, I'm seeing that pattern everywhere. Walk me through a specific success story.
Healthcare client, 200-bed hospital. Instead of buying Epic's AI module for $400,000, they started with 5 doctors using Claude for discharge summaries. Measured time savings, accuracy, patient satisfaction. After 6 weeks, expanded to 20 doctors. After 3 months, rolled out hospital-wide with custom prompts. Total cost, including my consulting, $67,000. Time savings, 90 minutes per doctor per day.
We did something similar with our video production pipeline. Started with 1 editor using 11 labs for scratch voiceovers, $22 per month. Measured turnaround time improvement, 60%. Expanded to 3 editors, then integrated with our Adobe workflow using their API. Now we're saving $4,000 monthly on voice talent for rough cuts. Implementation time, 1 afternoon.
The metrics that matter aren't what vendors push. They talk about accuracy percentages and processing speed. Real metrics? Time to first useful output. Our finance team's fraud detection system boasts 99.7% accuracy. Fantastic, except it takes 72 hours to process transactions. The simple GPT-4 setup our interns built, 85% accuracy, but real time. Guess which one actually catches fraud? Let's get specific about integration nightmares. What breaks when you try to connect these tools to existing systems?
Authentication. Every single time. That biotech startup I mentioned? Their IT security required SAML SSO, which half the AI tools don't support properly. Spent 3 weeks just getting users logged in. Solution? We built a simple Python wrapper that handles auth and costs $200 in development time versus $15,000 in enterprise integration consulting.
File formats are my nightmare. Stable Diffusion generates images in formats our 15-year-old asset management system can't index. Enterprise solution quote? $75,000 for AI-ready upgrade. Actual solution? An intern wrote a batch conversion script in 2 hours.
API rate limits will destroy your budget. Our customer service implementation hit OpenAI's rate limits in week 2. Their enterprise agreement wanted $50,000 minimum commitment. Instead, we load balanced across 3 different services, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Cohere. Same performance, 70% lower cost, and better uptime. Team resistance must be massive with these rapid deployments.
Only when you do it wrong. Big bang deployments create resistance. That hospital I mentioned? We started with volunteers, the doctors who were already experimenting on their own time. They became champions. By month 3, we had waiting lists for training. Cost of change management? 0. Success rate? 95% adoption.
Artists were terrified AI would replace them until they saw it as a power tool. First day, I showed them how to generate 50 concept variations in the time it took to sketch 5. Resistance evaporated, but you need to address the fear directly, not pretend it doesn't exist.
Middle management is the real resistance point. They're afraid of being exposed as not understanding the technology. We started running AI literacy lunches. Informal, no slides, just playing with tools. Catered lunch cost more than the software licenses, but it solved our adoption problem. What about the actual workflow disruptions? How bad does it get?
Tuesday morning reality? Expect 30% productivity drop for 2 weeks. That's your learning curve. Plan for it, budget for it, don't pretend it won't happen. One client tried to maintain full productivity during implementation. Result? 6-week delay and 3 people quit.
Version control becomes chaos initially. Suddenly you have AI-generated assets mixed with human-created ones. No way to track provenance. We solved it with simple naming conventions. AI assets get an AI prefix. Took 5 minutes to decide, saved hundreds of hours of confusion.
The worst disruption? When AI makes a process so fast that upstream and downstream can't keep up. Our contracts team started producing documents 10x faster. Legal review became the bottleneck. Procurement couldn't process purchases fast enough. You need to map the entire workflow, not just the AI insertion point. Let's talk brutal honesty about failures. What implementations completely crashed?
Insurance company. 2.1 million custom underwriting AI, trained on historical data that included systemic biases they were trying to eliminate. Caught it after go-live when approval rates for certain zip codes dropped 60%. Complete rebuild required. They're using human underwriters with AI assistance now. Should have started there.
Ad agency built an AI creative director, fed it every award-winning campaign from the last decade. Output? Derivative garbage that looked like a parody of advertising. $180,000 development cost. Now they use AI for mood boards and first drafts only. Creativity still requires humans.
Our biggest failure? Automated code review system. Promised to catch bugs before production. Reality? It flagged 10,000 false positives per day. Developers started ignoring all warnings. A critical bug slipped through. Cost us $400,000 in downtime. Lesson? AI amplifies existing processes, good or bad. So what should people actually do tomorrow morning?
Start with one painful, repetitive task, not your core business process, something annoying but necessary. Measure current time and cost. Try the simplest AI tool that might help. Measure again after 1 week. That's your real ROI, not vendor promises.
Pick tools your team is already secretly using. I guarantee someone's experimenting on personal accounts. Make it official, add some guidelines, share the cost. You'll skip months of evaluation and get immediate adoption.
Budget 70% for implementation, 30% for licenses. Everyone gets this backwards. the tool cost is negligible compared to making it actually work in your environment. And maintain a rollback plan. You need to be able to retreat without losing face or function. Based on everything we've discussed, what's the realistic timeline for a functional AI implementation?
6 weeks minimum for meaningful results. Week one, setup and access. Week two, learning curve chaos. Week three, workflow adjustments. Week four, initial productivity gains. Week five, refinement. Week six, stable operation. Anyone promising faster is lying or selling consulting hours.
For creative workflows, it's faster but messier. 2 weeks to value, but 3 months to stability. The tools change so fast that by the time you've standardized, there's a better option. Build for flexibility, not perfection.
Enterprise, double everything. 12 weeks if everything goes perfectly, which it won't. Security reviews, compliance checks, integration testing, they all take longer than planned. But here's the thing, you'll see ROI starting in week 8 if you sequence correctly. Final thoughts on what actually works.
Simple tools, clear metrics, volunteer champions, everything else is expensive theater.
Embrace the mess. Perfect implementation is the enemy of useful implementation.
Start where you are. The best AI tool is the one your team will actually use tomorrow morning. After 3 days of implementation reality, one thing is clear. The race isn't between AI platforms, it's between organizations willing to start simple and those waiting for perfect. Tuesday morning, while enterprises evaluate, practitioners implement. And that gap might be the most expensive dimension of all.